people, they hurt you. You can't hurt them back. They don't want to, but when they help you, they don't know what they're doing, and they hurt you. Well, if we ask you to go out and work for us, you're going to be telling people to make their life better, to change their ways. And we can't do that overnight. They're not going to change just because you tell them one time. It's going to take a while. They're going to have to get over their problems. Once you make them strong inside, then they'll take care of their problems on the outside. But that's going to take a while, and they're going to try to hurt you again. I thought about this. Before yesterday, I went to up near Cayenne on the Squirrel River where the National Guard is camped. And I talked to most of the people up there in the guard, and I told them what we were doing. And I asked them if they would help you, protect you. Just make up their mind, no more old people are going to be hurt by our people who are drunk, no more. And I think they will help half of them in the National Guard because they got young people who are the ones that are mostly mixed up, are the problem. And if they say themselves, we won't let that happen, and half the problem goes away. And if they say, because they're together already as National Guardsmen, that this will not happen, then the other people, other young people in the village who do this will listen, maybe. In a way, it will help. So I asked them to help. And so, this is the kind of thing that I told you that I can do. I can help you do what we have to do to save our people. I can do the little work, protect you, help make sure somebody will take you to a meeting so you can get together. We'll schedule it. We've got lots of help. One of the things that impressed me here is the people that are bilingual teachers in all of the villages. You got good people, smart people, and they understand what we're doing, and they'll help. They can help you go around, talk to the other older people if you want to have a meeting. They can help you set it up. They can help you find a place to have the meeting. And what they can't do, we've got NANA board members in every one of our villages. They'll help because they already said they want to. And if they need extra help, we have to pay somebody to do something, they can call me and I'll hire somebody to help you. But that's the kind of thing that I can do, and I want to do that because it's what we're doing here is more important than anything else we've ever done. This, if we do this right, we're going to save our people. We'll see, because our people are dying right now. So don't be afraid. Whatever problems you've got, somebody trying to stop you from doing this work that we have to do, you let me know, and I'll take care of that kind of problem. The little stuff, the easy stuff, the things I know how to do. The important things you have to do. But we're behind you all the way, and we'll help you.
I think you understand what is being said by Johnny.
Yes.
Product, our next year, Yusuf, yesterday.
Yesterday, he went up to Kayana and visit our National Guard boys and had a speech for them. And he gave a speech to them as their sort of like coordinator Johnny is to them. He explained to them about what's going on here at these meetings and explain what's come up and what's being discussed. And he explained to the boys up there. And he thinks they understand him, especially on drinking, to try to be sober. And this, he talk about these bilingual teachers that have a job trying to teach our children in Iqbak. He says their job is hard and frustrating right now, but we can always help them, or they can be your helpers. And at our last board meeting here in Kotzebue, it was put out to for the people, even for the bilingual teachers, to say so, because Nana can help them. Nana is willing to help whatever you say, you as members, and also the bilingual aides was told there that Nana can help them. Robert Nolan. Says as long as he's given something to do like that, he can do it. He can get help for you people. He's the person that can give us help. You people here that sitting, you have it, you have the job. Your job is very valuable. It's something we don't have for our job, the board people. Our job, it looks easy because we try to follow the guidelines, but we come to you because your job is real important, because we always like to come to you for help, and I hope you understand. If you ask for anything, we can try to do it for you. So Roland will explain more if you want to understand something else right now. What Johnny said a while ago, he said when a person gets drunk and don't know what he's doing, he mishandles his family, his children, even the little children, and the parents, old people, are the ones that suffer most from that person that drinks at home. And
my family, fellow property, kami sila ang budyakot, alam niyo. Nalaka, ang mga kakay kami, ay gumakit, ano sila ang mga kino, edman,
and the family is afraid of the father of the house when he's that way. And so that's why he go to the National Guards and talk to them yesterday at Kayana, because he understand also that they have this problem. Our boys have this problem, and so he felt that he should talk to our boys, and he did, and he thinks that he had response from that. So I hope you understand. Anything you want to ask right now, it's up to you, or something that you didn't understand, it's time for you to say so right now. Roland is asking, see if anybody has questions. Maybe we cannot think of how our future is, but if you understand it and become one, it will be easier to be done. I can't think of how else it can be otherwise. So if we help each other, we can, if the young people can understand what's coming ahead, maybe they would, it would be better, or everything else would be easier for us. Right now, they start committing suicide or having accidents without very so we are asking you to help us how to make it easier for us. It will get harder later on. So Janice told us when the end of this term is, if God don't come. So he has made a mark where he can be over for the Nana. So he want to start something before he leaves the Nana, and then even if we can start something, and then somebody else will take care of it. But if you teach your children now, and then our children will tell their children from generation to generation, they will, even if we have other presidents in our Nana region, it will be, if we can do it now, maybe it won't do change even when John is gone. York Wilson is speaking now. When they want to know what is best, I want to find out more. It is about liquor and marijuana, whatever the kids in their mind are craving for. We know that. Why does that person want that thing? Or at home, want to fight at home, or do they want to? And I know, and I started on it, and I know what they are talking about. And then when I was giving some of my people bad time, so I quit it. So anybody could do the same thing. Even when they get old, they keep on going. Even the young. And if you can use your mind, and then you won't break your homes or whatever, the families, or and when you come home, you eat everything instead of sharing it with the rest of the family. So it would be better, and you would live without worrying at home. For the spirit is, they have been talking about the spirit, there's Holy Spirit, but it is the spirit, it is what he is explaining, the spirit of a man. So it tells us what you want or whatever. So that is what I wanted to say. Now, this is Jenny Jackson. She says she wants to say something. She said, we do have the answer for that thing about liquor. Because I am a mother of kids. I have kids that, I have so many kids that have, that use liquor. And then we should, and so there are lots of mothers that have the same worry about her kids. So I, when I found out they wanted an answer for that, I thank you for helping us or worrying about us. Our grandchildren, thank you. I would like to find out how to make it less and less, if we could help. So in Nervik, some of our children or grandchildren will not let us sleep good when they drink. So if we try to put some answers to what questions they put, the Lord would help us. That's all. This is Tommy Lena. And Tommy Lee talking from Shunek. He is talking about the council. He is talking about piece of rock you can turn over. he's talking about park. Oh, he is talking about parks that cannot be trespass. So, what should I do? What should I do if I go in there for trapping in the park? And this is Johnny's answer. Robert is translating what Johnny was talking about. Robert is explaining what John Schaefer was talking about. And that Bert and Walter Sampson will be going around to the village to explain what they should do in park areas. These two, Willie and John Schaefer, are meeting with John Shively to work that problem out, to help the Inupiaqs to hunt and fish, trap in that area what government pick for their land as park area. These men have been working hard to make it possible for Inupiaq to hunt or do whatever you want in. But the only reason that they oppose is that no mining will be done in the park area. That's the only one they would oppose and not want any of you to do. Also about the guide who's a guide will not come there to bring the hunters to hunt in that area, but only Inupiaq can hunt there in that park. This is Lena Sowers. I'm very thankful when these men are telling us about we Katsuyu people, when we have bars here in their village and we are letting of our stand in our village in Katsubia. We did Kasuk. One time they made petition in the village. That the that's how those we made petitions to get rid of the bars. I don't mean these boys here, but we didn't want to have the bars in our village anymore. They were so tricky. Somehow we didn't overcome them because it's the old people from outside that come, that help them, I guess. And we Katsubi people didn't win, even though we didn't want the bars in our village. When those villages in other villages have something bad happen to them, have tragedies, we always do Kharuk, because Katsubi here is the main place where they get the booze from. I have been fighting that too myself, but that's, I don't know why it's here. Can't understand it because it's here. Because that's, Katsubi seem to be the main part for booze, and those other villages have tragedies that bring booze from the village. And we do Khasuk here in Katsubi because we have one here. These men should be the ones that should be, that should be talking and opposing this liquor problem. But we women always be the ones to speak up. When a drunk person come into our house, we always pray for that man and that person who is drunk. Always look peaceful and start to change after we pray for that person. That's why I want to tell too that how great God can do things, what we can do, even if drunk people can change when you just pray for them. And then we forgive that person that do things bad to us and pray for them and say, if he knew, he wouldn't do that to me. But we're real happy, these men here. Who is going to be behind us if we fight that problem? I really thank them because they're willing to help us fight the problem. This is Evans Thomas from Auckland. This is Evans Thomas. I want to speak up for these bilingual people. They say they say we're smart, but we have a hard time. All this time when we were meeting about this, when we're really in your backs, they can't understand what in your back is. These people are from their grandpa, grandpa's grandpa, grandpa's grandpa. That's our leaders that come from way back. They tell us here on this lake, you hunt. You can hunt here anything, anytime you want to hunt or fish in the lake or on the river. That's Inupiaq culture, because we claim those lands, what our grandparents live on. How to store food where to put cash and store food that's in your backpack way when they live that way, live off the land. If those people didn't live that way, we wouldn't have been in your backpacks right now. They show that they have lived here. The Inupiaq culture way behind, that's why we're Inupiaqs. We come from that kind of people. And these hunting places, areas where we hunt, those people tell us, go hunt there. Take care of them, make cash, and live off them. That's what they tell us. So today we claim those places because they're ours, and we will hunt from them as long as we love, as long as we live. And now they're taking care of them. It's still open for anybody to go hunt because you're Eskimo. But tell them to take care of it. Just like you have these people are telling us to guard our Nana region, to protect it some way. That's what they're trying to decide, what we are trying to do to defend our land so that other people can come and take it or waste it, just like we put a big land, fence around it, and they want to, and these men are asking how we should defend our land and make rules, or what way would be best. It's just like putting a log to protect our land. If we leave it and if we come back, we could go hunt anytime we want to hunt. We could just unlock it and come back and hunt again. That's why it's Kapyanak. Those people around us in Nalaumis, if they wouldn't have destroyed it. But way these Nalaumis around in our area, they won't spoil it. But these Nalaumis from way outside, rich people that come from outside, those are the ones that we should be aware of, because they can buy it. They can buy it, or we won't have it if they get it from us. This is why we want our land to be protected. In terms, this is another subject. This is Inupiaq that look like an Eskimo, but who lived, who? This is about the person that never go hunting and stayed, that live, that never go hunting long ways. Willie Hensley said, when he said our children, that's, it's talking about our kids. When we leave our Inupiaq, they go to Nalaumis, but it's the spirit that our children leave their Inupiaq culture and live like white people way. They learn and live like white people. They learn many things. They get smart and they become like Nalaumis. They forget the Inupiaq culture. They look like Inupiaq but turn into Nalaumis. like we would have lots of money if we sell this country, if we send this place. That's how they would want to do. They would want to sell the land and have a lot of money. But that Inupiaq can hunt and have native food, and he could eat white man food. That's how they would have lived. But these people that go out, they come back and want money, and they can sell their land and say, I want to have a lot of money. That's what we should prevent. This is what they tell us here in the meeting, to take care of our lands, check them, go to them, and take care of them. But we should let's not one more thing. People always have place to get ice where it's clean, or there's some ice drifts way up. They always that's how they will do. Those people that always sell ice, let's try to get let's try to get ice before they finish. That's how we would feel. But that's how we should do, to get just like a lock to prevent our land, so that other people won't get ice from it. That's a parable that he's saying. The subject, what they were talking about, whiskey and marijuana, they say it's pretty hard. But if you people, or if you could put, or if you could put airport, if you could prevent people from taking booze out to the village or into the village in airports, in our own villages in the Nan region, they could protect the airport from bringing booze into the village so that they wouldn't bring any booze or marijuana. That would help. But it could be that way. It would be a good idea if we could get somebody to prevent booze in the village.
Abraham Howarth said, this person that was speaking make me want to talk and talk about our land. A note was being passed around long ago. When a petition was being passed around in Kotzebue, they gave us a form to fill. If we come here to Kotzebue, we should write our name and our address. I had a letter from Samnalogmi.
He gave his address in the letter. Write his name. And he came from Germany. I find out they come here to, it seemed like they were trying to find out all about Alaska. Lots of people are interested in Alaska. And one time a pilot told me, he told Abraham, that pilot, that he's thankful that they're building terminals for airplanes, because he said that way his airplane can be in safe place. And what they've been talking about is, how come we're losing the Eskimo language? When I traveled to one village so many times, these young parents that make children, they always bring their little child to their grandparents. And so the grandmother always try to talk in Eskimo to the child, even though he don't know how to talk. I've been to that kind of village where a young parent bring her child to the grandmother, and the grandmother always try her best to speak. That's why, to me, I think that's how our children wouldn't forget how to talk Eskimo, and the grandparents teach them how to speak. One time a person come and get me and said, that person want to see you. He said, so I followed him. I can understand some of the English speaking. And when I went there, he asked me, this is what I wanted to ask for, that's why I sent for you. Oh, that was his question. How do you call cigarette in Eskimo? And I told him, and I thought to myself, I couldn't decide what to say. I almost say cigar, but it's English. And I remember the Bulldorum. I couldn't find the right name for cigarette. So I don't know. I couldn't give him the right answer. I think Abraham just said he told him the name of it was Bulldorum. He thought that's Eskimo name. So he asked him, what you call sugar? And I couldn't think again what to say, even though he's Eskimo. Because I live